What if it was your job to every day relive the worst day of your life? That's Colin Goddard's job.
My name is Colin Goddard. I'm 25 years old. I survived the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. I have 3 bullets out of 4 still in my body. And now I'm an advocate for sensible gun laws.
I first saw Goddard at George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
Oh, thank you, everybody, for coming tonight.
Goddard is 6'3". He has an athletic build and close-cropped hair. And he speaks with confidence, even in front of an audience of about 100, and even when the subject was his own tragedy. Just 4 years ago, while sitting in French class at Virginia Tech, a fellow student shot him 4 times. And Goddard was one of the luckier ones. 32 of his fellow students and teachers died that day. Goddard now hopes that telling this story all over the country will help build support for stricter gun laws in the United States. But it's been a long road.
I mean, I didn't start at this level. I mean, it's taken a long time for me to get here.
In fact, just after the shooting, Goddard wasn't thinking about gun control at all. He moved back to his apartment at Virginia Tech during his recovery and physical therapy, and by fall he was back in class, finishing up his last year at college. Goddard had hoped everything would get back to normal. It didn't.
I mean, anytime you heard any sort of loud noise or anytime a student claimant came in late and swung the door open, your heart just jumped.
He still had 3 bullets lodged in his body, but his injuries weren't visible anymore, so people actually didn't ask him about the shooting that often. He graduated from college and entered the working world. Then came the spring of 2009, 2 years after the shooting at Virginia Tech. Goddard was watching the news.
Chaos outside the American Civic Association in Binghamton today after a gunman walked into an immigrant's citizenship exam and began his massacre just before 10:30 a.m.
And that was the first time I had ever been thrown back right to where, you know, my hospital trip, my ambulance, my whole family getting over this whole thing. And there's a whole new slew of families now going through the same thing that my family had gone through.
Goddard got in touch with the Brady Campaign, one of the most influential gun control lobbies in the U.S. And he started learning more about gun control. The fact, for example, that the young man who shot him had bought both of his guns completely legally, even though he had a history of mental illness.
That's when I was like, I have to do something. I can't sit on the sidelines anymore about this issue. Like, I have to get involved.
The Brady Campaign offered him a job. Here's Bob Bates, a member of the Brady Campaign's board.
Colin is almost, it's almost as if he were picked from central casting to do this. I mean, he's a very handsome guy. He's articulate. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And he makes a very good point.
Goddard started investigating one of the main debates in American gun policy, what gun control advocates call the gun show loophole. Basically, in many states, private gun owners can sell their guns without running a background check. These private sellers don't have to check whether the buyer has a criminal record or a mental illness. Goddard says he doesn't want to end gun ownership in the U.S. He just wants everyone who buys a gun to go through a background check. But he's coming up against strong resistance from gun rights advocates. For example, several states are now considering making it legal to carry guns on college campuses.
I was still in school at the time Virginia Tech happened, and I realized, you know, this could happen to me. This could happen on my campus.
Kurt Mueller is with the organization Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. The group's mission is right there in the name. They want the legal right to carry concealed guns on college campuses. When he heard about the shooting at Virginia Tech, Mueller came to the exact opposite conclusion as Goddard. He decided to buy a gun. Mueller believes if someone had a gun at Virginia Tech that day, he or she could have stopped the rampage and saved lives. And like it or not, he says, Americans already own approximately 200 million guns.
Well, I have the utmost respect for Colin, but, you know, I would say that Colin's idea of gun-free campus is an ideal. If it could be done, you know, we would support it, but it can't be done.
At the moment, the politics are on Mueller's side, but Goddard says he will continue telling his story until he thinks progress has been made. In some ways, this decision means Goddard can't move on from the shooting. I asked him if the shooting now defines him.
When I do media appearances, the title under my name is quite often Virginia Tech Survivor. I understand that, you know, that is there because, you know, nothing has been accomplished yet. I hope, you know, that at some point I will be introduced as Colin Goddard the lawyer or Colin Goddard the author or Colin Goddard the whatever. Oh, and did you know he was also survived the Virginia Tech shooting way back in 2007?
For now, Goddard says he will keep working until something changes, and someone else might be spared the same experience. For Deutsche Welle, I'm Tom Dreisbach in Washington, D.C.